906, request of David Davis to address council regarding solutions to homelessness.
Davis here this morning? No substitutes. Is he here? Okay. Come on up.
About homelessness and also canceling contracts with G4S Security and to stop doing business with HSBC Financial Group, who do money laundering for.
Okay, well, sit down and you've got 3 minutes, so have your say.
Well, I just got here, so maybe you can start the clock over again.
Sure, I don't think we have yet, so.
So you guys do business with HSBC, who were busted in 2012 doing money laundering with Mexican drug cartels and Middle Eastern terrorist groups. They were fined $1.9 billion. $1.9 billion for doing billions of dollars worth of money laundering for Mexican cartels and terrorist groups. And as the city of Portland, you guys invest millions and millions of dollars with HSBC in the city financial portfolio. So I'm just wondering why you guys are doing business with people who do money laundering for Mexican drug cartels, who bring in most of the heroin and drugs into this community. And if you know about overdoses, more people die in this town through overdoses than the murder rate, like 3 times that amount every year. And I know lots of people that have overdosed in this community, and I'm just wondering why you guys do business with those guys. And G4S Security, which do security for the city, they run Israeli torture camps where little kids are tortured and sexually assaulted and raped in these facilities that G4S run. And BBC News recently canceled their contracts with G4S to provide security for them. And Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation recently divested in G4S. So I'm wondering, if the city of Portland might be able to do the same thing as far as canceling contracts with the shady mercenary terrorists that torture kids, And I was also here to talk about homelessness and the fact that 37% of all the bank foreclosures around here are vacant, and that you guys could get these houses for very cheap. And also, instead of throwing the money out to all these homeless help organizations that put 80% in their own pocket, maybe you guys could start buying up houses for a lot cheaper, like in the $150,000, $200,000 range, where you put down $10,000 and make monthly payments, where you could actually house four to six people in each house instead of just throwing money out to all these organizations that basically just give the money to slumlords.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Maybe you can start some retail businesses too to help homeless people actually be employed and stuff like that. Okay. I'm just looking for some sensible solutions to all the problems in this city instead of just throwing money down the toilet, basically, which is what's happening is, you're basically giving money to slumlords and to organizations that supposedly help the homeless, but then they drive around in these $50,000 brand new SUVs and nice vehicles. And, I don't see how a $50,000 SUV is helping anyone.
Okay, appreciate you bringing this.
Especially the homeless,
Appreciate you bringing all this to our attention. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Is any of it actually sinking in? Or?
We'll certainly look into it. We appreciate you bringing it up. Thank you.
You know, if the city actually invested in housing, then it'd be a solid investment, and the city would own property instead of just giving it to a bunch of homeless help organizations that line their pockets, you know?
All right. Thanks very much. And, next person, please.